Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. We're going to be joined by our friend Tom Heiser with Monthly Veterans Update in a little bit. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We'll get into some other fun topics, too. Got a lot of good things lined up for you in this 9 o'clock hour. Go over our schedule for the week as well. But it is 9 o'clock, and of course, it is a Monday. You know what that means.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR. During this segment, we usually talk about kitchen-related topics. Sometimes it's food or food packaging, sometimes it's foodborne illnesses or food safety standards. Today's topic may be a bit of a stretch, but it involves several of those things I just mentioned. It is something you can put in your mouth, but it's causing hospitalizations in some cases, and I think it's an important topic to discuss.
How many times do you have to be told not to eat the packaging? Seriously, it's not that difficult.
But the colors, they're such pretty colors.
Oh, haha, funny. Aren't you cute?
Yep, better in small doses.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't handle us at full strength, no. Melissa. I think that's safer for the audience and everybody.
That's true.
Funny you should say that. Mm-hmm. Today's topic is about microdosing and the dangers of not reading the packaging, or in some cases, the manufacturer not putting important details on the packaging.
Wait, we're talking about drugs today? I don't know if this is a good idea, Melissa.
It's all fun and games, and then somebody trips.
That's not the usual topic for The Kitchen's Open, but with the rise in products on the market and the recalls that are happening, I thought it would be important to discuss today. Now, I need to throw out the disclaimer. I am not an expert in any of this, and you should talk to your doctor if you have questions or you're curious about psilocybin.
Hmm. Oh, mushrooms. I thought you had something else in mind. Mm-hmm. Not what I thought.
Well, there are other drugs that people choose to microdose, but the products being recalled after multiple hospitalizations have mushrooms as an ingredient.
Before we get to the products, let's first talk about why the idea of microdosing is currently so popular. We'll be quoting from an article on NPR.org called Microdosing and Tripping on Mushrooms is on the Rise in the U.S. This was published just last week on June 28th and written by Will Stone. He says, psychedelics have entered the mainstream in a big way. Investors have staked billions on potential medical treatments. Scientific research has skyrocketed and public sentiment signals growing acceptance.
And yet, the major sources of data on drug use have big gaps when it comes to psychedelics, making it hard to gauge exactly how consumption is changing in and what ways.
Now, he continues, two reports out this week offer some much-needed data points on the public's psychoactive preferences. Together, they suggest that psilocybin-containing mushrooms are now the most popular choice, and many people are opting to microdose, consuming a fraction of the usual dose rather than taking a full trip.
Will shares two very interesting points of data. The fact that internet search history on microdosing has increased 1,250% since 2015, and 3%, approximately 8 billion adults, have used psilocybin in the past year.
That doesn't tell the whole story, though. Joseph Palomar is an epidemiologist at NYU Langlo Health. He cautions about drawing too many conclusions from internet search history about whether people are actually using the drugs.
He goes on to say, the study is a much-needed effort at filling in the blind spots in the epidemiology and around psychedelic use. Basically, they don't know why people are searching for the information, whether or not they are using the drugs, and for what purpose.
The nonpartisan RAND Corporation issued a report called Considering Alternatives to Psychedelic Drug Prohibition. The primary goal of the report is to present new data and analysis to help inform policymakers participating in state and local governments who are loosening their approaches to some psychedelics. In the report, the top three reasons given by respondents when asked why they use the psilocybin included fun and social enjoyment, followed by mental health and personal development and existential exploration.
Maybe you're wondering why people are using mushrooms for mental health. There's actually a lot of research being done to explore innovative treatment using
psilocybin.
The Johns Hopkins Center for Psychedelics and Consciousness Research claims that they are leading the way in exploring treatments using that word.
Psilocybin.
So I just thought it'd be funny. Psilocybin. Yeah.
Very good.
On HopkinsMedicine.org, they have articles dating back to 2000 that talk about psilocybin research. The website states, the molecular structure of psilocybin, a naturally occurring psychedelic compound found in magic mushrooms, allows it to penetrate the central nervous system, and the scientific and medical experts are just beginning to understand its effects on the brain and mind and its potential as therapeutics for mental illness.
Notice the words they use. Scientific and medical experts are just beginning to understand its effects.
Yep. Back to the NPR article, Will Stone includes a quote from Dr. Josa Woolley. He's the director of the Translational Psychedelic Research Program at UCSF. Dr. Woolley says, we don't actually know that much about microdosing.
That's right. What's being rigorously studied in psychedelic clinical trials to treat various mental health conditions tend to be highly structured around some form of psychotherapy and involve giving the person a very high dose of psychedelics.
Those who have analyzed the data, they do have around microdosing, say it's premature to draw any conclusions about how effective it is or how safe it is.
Let me sum up. There's research taking place on mental health improvements with patients using psychedelics in a clinical setting. Under the supervision of a doctor. Number two, people are curious about it, but maybe feel safer taking small amounts of psychedelics, i.e. microdosing on their own, not consulting with their doctor or any healthcare provider. Three, researchers don't have the data to show that microdosing is safe or effective. People don't care and are doing it anyway.
And manufacturers are seeing the interest of customers not waiting for the data and just making products because they see the chance to make a buck.
So that brings us to the products that are now available on the market that include psychedelic mushrooms and what's happening to people who choose to ingest them. Now let's talk about one specific one that's being recalled.
You may have heard about this one. The product is called Diamond Shrooms. Warnings to not eat the products have been in the news over the last month in multiple states across the country. People have experienced severe symptoms after eating the products, including seizures, loss of consciousness, confusion, sleepiness, agitation, abnormal heart rates, nausea, and vomiting. Until Friday last week, the company has been refusing to take action.
According to an article at foodsafetynews.com, after negotiations with the Food and Drug Administration, Profit Premium Blends of Santa Ana, California, have finally recalled the products. 23 people have been hospitalized because of adverse reactions.
The products being recalled include Diamond Shroom infused cones, chocolate bars, and gummies, micro and mega extreme dose. The article is titled, Company Recalls Microdosing Candy After FDA Records Almost 24 Hospitalizations. It states, upon receiving complaints, the company reviewed the product's Certificates of Analysis, COAs, which showed higher than average amounts of Musimol. Profit Premium Brands initiated this recall and has ceased the production and distribution of the Diamond Shrooms product line as the FDA and Profit Premium Blends continue investigating the cause of the serious adverse reactions.
For those who don't know, Musimol is a psychoactive compound found in certain mushrooms.
According to the FDA, at least 39 people have reported severe reactions to the chocolate bars, gummies, and cones. 23 of them have required hospitalization. A variety of serious reactions have been reported, including respiratory failure.
Now, can we discuss for a moment the fact that many states, including ours here in Wisconsin, issued warnings about this product? However, none of those warnings from states could force the company to recall their products. You know who can? The Federal Drug Administration, or the FDA. But I also want to point out the wording in the article. The company had been refusing to take action, but after negotiations with the Food and Drug Administration, it finally recalled the products. Now I would like to take a moment to talk about the legal precedent called the Chevron deference that was just tossed out by our Supreme Court.
This is important. If you haven't heard about this, the Chevron defense was a decision made by the court in 1984 that judges should defer to federal agencies in interpreting ambiguous parts of statutes. That this meant that federal agencies could fill in the details when laws aren't crystal clear.
40 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled 6-0 with 3 justices recused that judges should play a limited deferential role when evaluating the actions of agency experts. Basically, they decided that judges aren't experts in the field and should play a limited role. The Chevron versus Natural Resources Defense Council was brought to the court by environmental groups challenging a Reagan administration effort to ease regulation of power plants and factories.
Throwing out this ruling is a big win for conservatives and corporations. According to an article on this on the BBC.com, conservatives have been working for 4 decades to overturn this precedent. They felt that by giving executive agencies more freedom to implement laws, it vastly expanded the power of the federal bureaucracy. Instead, they want Congress to explicitly detail policies before agencies can take action on them.
The article goes on to say, Liberal Justice Elaine Kagan said that the ruling elevates the Supreme Court power over the branches of U.S. government. Advocacy groups and progressives also saw it as a setback for clean water, public health, fair lending, worker safety, and other areas where people rely on federal help.
Justice Elaine Kagan voted against overturning Chevron. She said the court is seizing power for itself from federal agencies. Dissenting Democratic members of Congress described the ruling as prioritizing corporate greed over the health, safety, and welfare of the American people.
Another advocacy group, the Asbestos Disease Awareness Organization, told the BBC the ruling was a monumental setback that will harm all Americans and profoundly impact our nation's environmental safety guards and public health protections. They went on to say, the court has set us on a path towards policy paralysis.
Now, one opinion piece in favor of the decision said this forces the legislative branch to actually legislate. Now, does this mean that Congress is going to work more now? Because I'm pretty sure the Supreme Court just put more on their plate if they have to write more detailed laws without relying on agencies to fill in the details. Ballotpedia states that between 2001 to 2021, so the past 20 years, the average number of days the Senate spent in session was 164 days, and the House, 149 days. Now, I don't do mental math, and I shouldn't, so I pulled out my calculator. Do you know how many Monday through Fridays there are in one calendar year? 260. That's 260 workdays for you and I. Even if you took, I don't know, maybe a two-week vacation, that's still 250 days.
Right.
Now, federal law does not guarantee workers in the U.S. a single paid day off. And only 14 states, including Washington, D.C., have paid sick time laws. From what I could tell, members of Congress can earn up to 7 days of paid sick time per year. So, that's still 243 days. That they have to work. According to an article on ABC News from 2014, elected officials in Washington work about 100 days less than the rest of us. So are they going to work more now that the Supreme Court has decided they need to write more complex laws?
Doubt it.
No, they're not. No, they won't, and they won't work any harder than the lobbyists that are also working and working to work against us. No, they're not gonna, and this is only gonna give them even more freedom to take more time off.
Yep.
I have spent my whole life ingesting and dissecting politics. Come from a very political family in a very political part of the country, and I have spent my whole life genuinely enjoying almost every conversation I have about politics because it's democracy and it means we're talking about it. And we live in a democratic country and how great that is. And even on the worst of days, I still have that feeling. And this weekend, when I thought about the Supreme Court and I read this article and I was doing some research for this segment, I have felt something I've never felt before, a lack of hope in our democracy.
Our system, yeah.
And it's all because of the Supreme Court. It goes straight to the Supreme Court, right there, 1A, 1B, the Supreme Court. I have lost faith in the Supreme Court. I have lost faith in those people making decisions for me, my family, my neighbors, and the people that I love and care about. I've completely lost faith in every single one of those so-called justices. I would love to have every one of them on the air, and I would like to ask every single one of them one simple question. Why did you get into this? Why did you start doing this? Was it for the money? Was it because you look good in a robe? Because it sure doesn't seem to be to help the American people. It seems to be helping.
Or to be a public servant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is happening on all of our watch. This is happening to all of us, and it's happening, and it's all on our hands. Whether you don't give me any, I didn't vote for this, I didn't vote for that. This is happening on our watch. We all need to take responsibility for it. And we all can make change. We all can change this. Now, can we change the Supreme Court today? No, we can't. But we can have people in these positions, whether they are making new Supreme Court justices or adding to the Supreme Court,
yep,
or et cetera, or et cetera.
Yep.
We vote those people in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to who you are voting for. Put away the R or the D. I'm asking every single one of you, put away the R or the D. I don't care anymore. I'm done. I'm done caring about if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Are you going to work? First off,
care about this country.
Do you care about this country? That's your 1A, 1B here, but I want to know if you're going to work. Like, are you going to work for us? Are you going to pay attention to your constituents? Are you going to be like the representatives on the ground level that have to do this? Otherwise, they're not getting reelected. Let's see them have the same energy that our representatives, our local representatives have, that have to go door to door to get elected. Let's see them have that energy.
And look at their voting record. Look at what they've accomplished while they've been in office.
Who is in
That's
their pocket?
That's a big teller of what they're going to do going forward.
Yeah.
To me, this is we're not going to bog down in a food show about the Supreme Court. It's very important, though. Yeah, no. That's understandable. This is the process we've seen, frankly, since the 2000 election. The Supreme Court inserted itself into an election, and a illegitimate election. I'm sorry, that's my opinion. Okay, I'm going to put that out there. That was not a legitimate election, and because of that, we got some Supreme Court justices that should not be on the Supreme Court. So if you ask me, the Supreme Court is not a legitimate court. And what James was talking about earlier, about packing the court, and I would say let's bring in impeachment charges against some of the justices as well, because they are obviously not working in the nonpartisan way they're supposed to be working. It's obvious that
if
they are not.
Openly taking bribes.
Yes, they do not. They no longer get the privilege of being on the court. They need to be taken off.
Clarence Thomas is one of the biggest jokes in political history. Political history, and that is saying something.
Yeah. I laugh because otherwise I'd be crying.
Yeah.
So, in closing, I hope that our Federal Drug Administration will continue to have the power to make companies recall products that are causing harm to us, the American people. It took some time for these Diamond Shrooms products and more than, to get recalled, and more than 20 people ended up in the hospital, but so far no one has died. And the products are being recalled because the FDA forced the company to do what is best for the public, not what is profitable for the company.
And I think that's just the tip of the iceberg is what we're going to start seeing coming forward because of this ruling. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It has far-reaching implications.
It sure does.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us for another edition of The Kitchen's Open. I would love to hear your feedback on today's topic. Please email me, melissa.k@civicmedia.us. Or if you have a topic you'd like us to cover during this time on Monday mornings, give me a ring or email, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please,
very good episode.
Please don't call Melissa while she's on the air.
No, please don't. She's busy.
I probably won't take her.
Probably won't be able to take it. But this is the kind of reporting, this is the kind of work that we appreciate so very much, not only here at Civic, but at WFHR, and our listeners do. It's part of the reason why we're giving Melissa 2 hours a week to hang out with you in the afternoon with Community Stories. With Melissa, be on the lookout for that later this month.
Nice.
Nice work, Melissa. Thank you for that. Be listening every Monday for another episode of The Kitchen's Open. We'll be back with our monthly veterans update with our friend Tom Heiser coming up right here at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You got your host, James. I'm joined by Seth and Melissa. And we're joined right now every month, at the beginning of every month, by our monthly with our monthly Veterans Update with our good friend, Tom Heiser. Tom, good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good here. We appreciate you being here, Tom. Melissa, I want to let you know that Tom does have his headphones on. If you end up having anything, please feel free to add. But Tom, we have a lot to discuss with the month of July. It's a busy month for everybody. I did want to rewind for a second. Very successful month of June for our veterans.
Mm. Yes. We were extremely busy, got a lot of things done, met a lot of people, and met Melissa the other day at the Heroes Cafe, which was really nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And now we go to June or July.
Yeah. Tom, when it comes to the community support we saw, whether it was putting flags down or some of these things, we always want more support, but saw some good people out there, I imagine.
Yes, we did. The bad thing is, the weatherman who you just talked to, we got to do this flag pickup on July 6th because it was so wet, and we got to let the flags dry out because we had a storm for a year and stuff like that. And then we had the Heroes Cafe where they had the town hall afterwards. So a lot of people we hadn't seen before at that.
Excellent.
Promoting went well, and thanks WFHR and WIRI for doing your promotions. We really appreciate it.
It's good to hear.
Very nice.
So what do we have going on for the month of July?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody take a breath right now.
Get your pencil ready.
Yes.
Okay, we have the Vets Breakfast going on right now, first Monday of each month, and it's at Grace's. And today we have a nonprofit Monday at White Sands Miniature Golf Course, and that runs from 10:30 this morning till 8:30 tonight. So anybody that golfs, $1 goes to the VFW, and we really appreciate that.
It's a great spot, too. You're going to have a lot of fun out there at White Sands. It's a great spot.
Good ice cream. And sit in the park and have your ice cream afterwards. And then Tuesday, we have the Allied Vets meetings out at the VFW Post at 6. And then Thursday is the Pittsville Parade. That is very well attended.
Yes, yes.
And there's a lot of veterans groups that march in that. So it's a good mile walk, so to say.
Enjoyed all of our Pittsville friends out there, listeners.
Exactly. And then Friday, we have the community blood drive out at the VFW Post at, from 9 to 2, and they do take walk-ins.
Okay.
I know you guys have promoted that a couple of different times. And then Saturday, the 6th, we pick up the flags at the Forest Hill Mausoleum. Meet there, pick up the flags at three different cemeteries, and we got to store them for another year.
We'll be talking about that through the week here to remind everybody, make sure that we get you a good turnout for that.
Yeah, is that 9 or 10 o'clock on Saturday?
That starts at 10.
10,
so people just meet out there. And when you talk to the weatherman, tell him please.
We'll try.
Yo, Brittany. No rain on Friday, please, or Saturday.
And then Monday, the 8th, is Military Monday at the Rafters game. We're going to be presenting the colors, and if people were in the military or are in the military, they get in free. Free hat, soda, and a hot dog.
Nice. Keep that in mind, all of our vets out there. It's a great way to take in a game and have some fun on a Monday.
Well, exactly. And there's a lot of other vets up there in the honor.
Yep, they do.
It's very nice. Great.
Get to stand up and everything. And then July 9th is that Morning Joe and Doe over in Stevens Point at the Oaks Club.
It's just a great name.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
And then Wednesday, the 10th, is the Heroes Cafe at Crossview Church starting at 7:30. Then also Wednesday, the American Legion Post has their monthly meeting. And on the 11th, VVA Chapter 101 has their picnic meeting. Picnic starts at 5, meeting starts at 6. And then on Thursday, the 11th, is Rudolph American Legion. They have their monthly meeting at 7. And then on the 18th is the VFW has our monthly meeting. On Saturday, July 20th, the Two Hearts is having a benefit at the VFW Post. That's a catering group that works out of there, and they're having a benefit for the Honor Flight.
We'll definitely be mentioning that one a lot. Love our friends over at Two Hearts, and it certainly love any chance to help out with the Honor Flight.
Right, and that's really something. On the 24th is the Heroes Cafe. And once again, we have the Mobility for Vets every Wednesday over at Waupaca. And we have a fundraiser for the VFW 1972 Pontiac Le Mans, 400 cubic inch, automatic. And we have the tickets. Talk to any VFW member, and we'll get you their $50 when you have a limited amount of tickets. So. Yeah. It's not something where there's 4 million tickets out there. You got a better chance to winning. But, that's the old muscle car.
I can picture it in my head. I can picture it, yeah. My dad's best friend had one when I was growing up. And, oh, man, that thing. You could hear it just coming. All the kids look out for it. It's a great vehicle. It's a great way to help out our vets. A great fundraiser idea. And there's a number of them throughout this month. There's a lot of different ways that you can help out our vets. You can be a supporter of our vets. I do want to take a moment, if you don't mind, Tom, and talk about another way that we can help our vets coming up this week on the 4th of July. You were kind enough to drop off some signs to us here. And these signs on them say, "Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks."
Exactly. It's something where if you're going to the show, you're aware of it.
Right.
However, you're sitting down, you're relaxing, and all of a sudden, bang, and then things come back in your memory, and mm-hmm. away you go. It starts all over. But, yeah, it's something that's – be aware of the veterans in your neighborhood, and, you know, be courteous.
It's something that I hope we can get better and better about as we go forward in society. I want to not only thank you, Tom, for bringing these signs by, but for us to have the opportunity to talk about PTSD more, to I don't want to say normalize it, but to make it more of a common thing for our veterans. There is no more of the days of shell shock. There are no more days of those things. We're owning this now. We're finding that the strongest, most bravest human beings any of us know, one of the strongest things they can do is facing this and seeing this.
Exactly. I don't think there's many veterans that were in a combat zone or in action that don't have a memory sitting back there somewhere that they're repressing, they're getting help for it, they're going to the VA, they're going to private, whatever. But starting, like I say, it's more public awareness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of it, that it is there. And as Melissa saw at the Heroes Cafe, they walk among us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people that you go, whoa, I didn't know you were in.
Yeah. We would not be able to go to the parades to enjoy the fireworks, to enjoy each other, and have a fun day to celebrate America without our veterans, period. The most honorable way you can celebrate the 4th of July, in my opinion, just my opinion, is by honoring our veterans. And part of that is by doing this. If you know of a veteran that could use one of these signs, please stop by the studios here. If you don't know much about PTSD, I encourage you to go to militarywithptsd.org. Whether you're a veteran or not, the more of us that know about this subject, the more of us that were informed about this subject, the better we can be supportive about this subject. Information is life. Knowledge is power. And the more we can share of this, the more we can be honest with each other about this subject, the better our veterans are going to feel in society when bringing this subject up.
Exactly. And like I said, many people have it hidden back there somewhere. They don't talk about it, but they go on about their day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But sometimes some things triggered. I think you mentioned a grandfather or something that did not like the 4th of July.
Yeah, my grandfather, the most patriotic human being I'd ever known in my life, didn't like fireworks. And even when he knew they were coming, it would still. My grandfather was his last name was Stern, just to give you an example of how my grandfather was and the Teflon he was made out of. Fireworks were the one thing I ever saw that man flinch at. The only thing. And we never, because he never really got comfortable talking about these things, not just me, my grandmother, his daughters, never talked about it with anybody. So while we're talking about this subject, about the 4th of July, I am using it as a chance to get on my soapbox and talk about PTSD any chance I get, so that we are more aware of this subject and we can be there for our veterans and our loved ones that much more.
Exactly. And if somebody does have issues, please, please, get a hold of the VA.
Mm-hmm.
They've got good counselors over there. They've got programs that can help out. There's some resources that are inexpensive, so to say.
Right.
You may have qualified for them, but get in and see somebody, talk about it. It'll make tomorrow better.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well said, Tom. Well said. Always appreciate you having you in, Tom. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon, and we'll talk with you next month for sure.
Most likely I will be back, and our August is already filling up. So.
Oh, wow. Looking forward to that. Thank you for the time, Tom. Thank you. Melissa, Seth, and I will be back with more Morning Show after our news break here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR.
I know what you do.
Feel free to dial our number, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Listening on the Civic Media app, thank you for downloading the app, just a touch or two away. And you're going to want to talk to us on this one, everybody. We're going to want your feedback on this one. Someone asked the internet, what is something that seems easy to other people but is difficult for you? And here are some of the best responses.
Okay.
Like saying words. That's not on the list, but I just wanted to add that one because it can be difficult for me some
reading mornings. Reading words, the whole reading thing.
Reading and all that.
You have a dyslexia. It makes it tough.
How about knowing when to jump in and out of conversation or ending conversations?
I'm terrible at this.
Can be difficult.
I'm terrible at it.
There are people who are just masters at this.
They are.
And then there are people like me who probably should have ended the conversation like 20
long time ago.
I will say that I do have a defense to this. I was born in the Midwest. I feel like that's a pretty fair defense.
It gives you a disclaimer.
I feel like it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But
if you really don't know what I'm talking about, spend some time in the West Coast or in another country and say goodbye to somebody and see how they react. Like, okay, talk to you later.
Yeah,
and
bye.
Then they leave.
Okay, bye.
They do this thing where it's weird. They say goodbye and then they leave immediately after. That is how we do
it's
things
like
around
here. What was the end of the conversation?
Come on. Yeah, like, that's just the start of the end of the conversation, okay?
Every Midwest.
We need 20 more minutes.
Every Midwest conversation ends with, should probably get going. Yep.
Well.
Yeah, well, it's always got to start with the sigh and the well. The
well.
But well ends with a P.
Yeah, well.
Oh, welp. Yeah.
Welp, it's about that time. About that time. Hey, did you see the game?
Yeah, exactly. Boom, boom, boom. You got it down, man. Yeah, it's
20
perfect.
More minutes. Expressing myself in photos or taking selfies. There are people who are good at this, and then there are people like me, again, who just have to set up the camera and pray.
I don't even
pray
do it.
That it works. remembering names.
Oh, yeah? God.
We all know people who are just masters at this, like very, very good at it. And that person is a fake character on television.
It ain't me, I'll tell you that much.
Honestly, think off the top of your head. Do you know anybody who is really, really good at this? Like, we know people who are okay at it, but anybody who's really good at it? I don't know. I don't know if we do.
And they're all salespeople.
Yeah, that's true. That's
put their skill to good use.
Yeah. Number four on the list, basic math.
Not so basic, huh?
Yeah. How about
did your teacher make you memorize the multiplication tables?
No. They probably should have, but they didn't.
Yeah. Mine did.
How about basic navigation?
Oh, God. All right. So there is one thing that I actually am very, very good at, okay? My sense of time is spot on, okay? I almost always know what time it is, even if I haven't looked at a clock. I know how long things last. I'm very good at estimating times and stuff like that, okay? I wear that proudly. All of that was taken from my sense of direction, okay? I have a terrible sense of direction. I admit it. I'm awful. It's just bad.
Seth can tell you what time it is, but he can't navigate his way out of a box.
That's right. I don't know where I am, but I can tell you the time.
But does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care?
Does anybody really?
About
nice. Nice.
Parking straight comes up on the list next. Parking straight. That's funny.
You have to adjust, in other words, after you park. Yeah.
I find it funny that they just went with parking straight. Like, that's the bar?
Yeah, I would have thought parallel
like
parking.
Like, there's lines for that.
Yeah, yeah, well.
But yeah, parallel parking is something that is actually a talent that I have.
Oh, that's good.
I can do it.
That's good.
I can do it, and I can, like, talk somebody through doing it from the passenger seat.
See, now that's a real skill.
That's a genuine.
Yeah. That is absolutely
both
awesome.
Both of those are assets. I feel like you could do classes on that or something like that.
Now, I nail it 100% of the time? Well, no.
No.
Because I'm human.
And
but
to you know
I'd
what
say
you're
90% of the time I can.
Yeah. What you're saying about lines though, you can park terribly in the line and still be in the lines though.
Yeah.
That does happen.
It does, but it shouldn't.
Next up on the list, rolling my R's. Rolling.
I can do that.
Yeah, rolling. Some people have a hard time with it.
It's a hit and miss. That's a good one.
Yeah, same with me. I got to be warmed up to do it. Rolling my R's.
Ricardo.
There you go.
It's the word you're using, too.
It does, yeah.
Sometimes it makes a difference.
Shuffling cards.
Ooh, I'm good at that.
Me too.
I used to.
My uncle taught me how to do that when I was like 7.
Wow.
Eight.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I was pretty young.
I feel like that's a skill set where you may not use that much, but when you do, it's so good to have.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Yes.
To be able to.
Very satisfied. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hula hooping.
Yeah. No, I've never got the hang of that.
This I can also do, and I have large, like adult size, weighted hula hoops, and that makes a difference.
Really?
If they have weight to them or like they have a weight inside or water inside, they're easier to keep going because of, you know, that centrifugal force isn't a real thing.
Or is that centripetal force?
Whatever. gravity? I don't know. Whatever it is, it keeps it going.
I apologize to the audience, to you guys. I know I've been getting a bit on my soapbox today, and I notice on Monday shows I tend to do that a lot, and I'm sorry to do that a lot, but this one kind of is offensive to me. I was born without hips, and hula hooping is incredibly difficult for me, and while my sister and my cousins were very good at this, I would stand there, and I'm kidding you not, trying so hard to get this thing to go, and nothing. The hula hoop would look at me and like, what are you doing, man? Wait, this ain't for you. This ain't for you.
So now here, I have a challenge for you, James.
Oh,
when we do our barbecue in the parking lot, you know, promoting our newsletter and all the things that are happening that we do, I'm going to bring my hula hoops.
Ooh.
And I'm going to prove to you that you can do it.
We're doing this. We're doing this. Yes.
Now, that's worth the price of admission.
We're definitely
just for that.
Which is zero. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to charge anything, but maybe we should.
Well, you definitely
can leave tips.
You're going to get your money's worth.
I would rather see James do something he's good at and breakdance.
Oh, we'll do it all. We'll do it all.
There we go.
I love that
idea.
Bring
the rubber mats.
That's fantastic.
It's lots of cardboard. I can bring that.
How about cutting in a straight line with scissors?
I'm terrible. Oh, I'm the worst.
I'm pretty good at that.
That's why I hate wrapping presents, because I can't cut it right.
I do this thing where
they put grids on the paper now.
I still can't do it right.
I didn't notice they put grids on the paper.
They
that's
do,
really
and a lot of the newer stuff. Yeah,
newer. Yeah, and the get expensiver.
Chopsticks. Number 11 on the list, chopsticks.
I can also do chopsticks.
I can. Yeah. I'm pretty good at chopsticks.
Yeah, I'm all right with chopsticks. Yeah. I'm all right
there
with chopsticks.
There we go. Found something we're all good at.
Yeah, all three of us.
Yeah.
Are we going out for sushi later?
Yeah, yes,
there
let's
we go.
Go.
Yeah, we can, yeah. And picking out the movie on Netflix.
Is that a skill? I guess it must be.
In this day and age, I mean, you know, it might be.
I want to know someone who's good at that. Can just like, okay, zip, zoop, rip, we're there.
Yeah,
and we're ready. We're going.
Well, I could do that. But is it going to be a good movie?
Well, your favorite movie is Lamageddon, so I'm not taking your taste on that one.
I will not take any shots at Lamageddon. It's a groundbreaking film.
Have you seen it, Seth?
Of course I haven't.
See?
Jeez.
You don't even know.
In his defense, when you have children, I mean, you don't get to see movies ever again until they turn 18. You just don't get to see them. There are some other responses from people who didn't quite get the assignment, like finding a partner, not procrastinating, getting quality sleep. You can see where this is going.
Yeah, right. They just kind of didn't quite get it. Yeah.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like time management, making and maintaining friends, making new friends. These are things that actually, like, I think that they're not necessarily what the list was intended for, but I do kind of agree with, like, you know, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody. I think that there's a real skill set to that.
That's what people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, because not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
Yep.
That's how he does it.
My friend's contact list is three. It is three. I'm glad it's out in the open now. Actually, it feels a little better.
Well, you know what? I think we should really cement in our friendship with this team building thing we keep talking about. But guys, I went to the ribbon cutting at Edge VR.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And we have to do this.
We got
to
do this.
Uh-oh.
I was thinking about it. Yeah, we got to do this. Yes.
Company party at Edge VR.
Yes, team building. That's what team we'll tell building. Sage.
Yeah, when he gets the bill. Yeah. Everybody play along. Yeah.
We should invite Sage. In virtual reality, we're going to spend time together.
There you go.
I like that. We will take a time out. We'll spend the next 10 minutes with you as we take it right to the top of the hour on the morning show at WFHR.
Coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with some good stuff for you. We'll get into our schedule in a moment here. We got some local great things to touch on as well. We're going to want you to stick around also for Matt and Air on the Air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Jane and Greg going to be coming up for you. And after that, they're going to be hanging out with Seth and I for a new director's cut.
That's right.
Oh, cool.
Let's talk with them. That's going to be fun.
Nice. Oh, you guys are going to have fun.
I think so, yeah.
Had the idea, and we're going to kick off something starting this weekend called the Civic Series, where we're going to be interviewing different civic media personalities and kind of giving them an opportunity to speak directly to you about them and their backgrounds, mm-hmm. and you get to know them a little
bit
more.
Yeah, stuff you may not hear about on the air. Yeah, a little more in-depth, yeah.
We'll be doing this with not only our civic media family, but certainly our WFHR family. I want to get Pam and Chuck and you and Melissa and everybody on there, and we're going to have some fun with this one. We're going to have our audience get a chance to get to know us
It's been far too long since they've heard Chuck's voice.
Yes.
On the airwaves. Yes. We need to get Chuck on here more.
So we're going to have some fun with that. It'll give everybody an opportunity to meet Laura a little bit more, our newest mm-hmm. team member, Ashley, our sales in person, mm-hmm. and so many of our other personalities around here. So we're looking forward to that. I want to touch on our lineup change, remind everybody that we have got a new jam-packed afternoon for you from 2 to 4. Join us for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more interesting, insightful, and entertaining couple of hours you are going to spend Monday through Friday is with Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 5, join us for Midday Magazine Monday through Friday.
Hey.
Part one today, we're looking forward to welcoming in Kyle Kearns and Elizabeth Edwardson from right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Master Plan Project and some other great things.
Fascinating.
And how you can get involved. There's a website.
That's very cool.
If you are in this community and you have a chance to talk to Kyle, take it. Take it. I don't care who you are, what you're doing. One of the more interesting human beings and one of the guys that really knows what's going on in this area. Looking forward to that.
All right.
We'll have that all lined up for you. And again, no, we're after baseball today. Boys got a day off. But we will have Playmakers for you.
Yeah.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, Friday for Playmakers from 5 to 6. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. We look forward to talk with you. Got a lot of other fun things to get into this week on Playmakers. We'll be giving away some tickets and having some more fun with that mm-hmm. show. Looking forward to it. Keep in mind, on Tuesdays and Thursdays coming up later this month will be Community Stories with Melissa. We're really looking forward to that show, Mel.
It's still in development stages right now, but yes, yep. Hopefully before the end of the month, we will be kicking that off.
Nice.
And we're just looking forward to a great chance to get to hear you more, Mel. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
And I'm looking forward to sharing stories from all of you in the community.
Yeah.
If you have story ideas or you would like to be on the show, please reach out to me, melissa.kaye, that's K-A-Y-E, at civicmedia.us.
And, of course, in the meantime, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll play unlabeled episodes for mm-hmm. you. Thursdays, mm-hmm. Seth Faces the Music, giving our audience a chance to hear these shows, whether they have heard them or not heard them enough.
That's right. They've not heard them enough.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. And appreciate the feedback we got after our first week of this. Nothing but good stuff from people out there.
That's great.
It was really great. Really do appreciate you guys. Big thank you to Civic Media and our advertisers giving us the opportunity to be able to be on the air more with you and do more local radio. Yeah.
So important.
Our friends over at the Hanner Center have their open house ribbon cutting ceremony going on today. Yeah. Actually kicks off in just a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
10 o'clock.
10 a.m., the open house at the Hanna Center in Wisconsin Rapids to give our community the opportunity to tour the new location, learn more about the community partnerships that made this compilation possible,
mm-hmm.
and a chance to get to know some of the people over there and some great work being done by our friends at the Hanna Center.
Yep.
Support them. Enjoy the ribbon cutting going on today in just about 5 minutes over at the Hanna Center.
All right.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. And keep in mind, the Hanna Center is located at 1320 Pepper Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Seth, you had something I wanted to touch on today.
Yes, we want to update you on all the free meals that are being offered to all kids 18 years of age and under. They've wrapped up the breakfast at the Woodside Elementary School, but they're still offering breakfast at Lincoln High School through July 11th. That's 7:30 to 8:30 every Monday through Friday at 1801 16th Street South. And they're going to be offering lunches throughout most of the summer at Mead Park near the Splash Pad. It goes from 11:30 to 12:30 through August 16th. That is on 14th Avenue South between Chase and Alton Street. And then at Witter Park in the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center, they'll be offering those again through August 16th from 11:30 to 12:30. There are going to be no meals served on Thursday or Friday because of the Independence Day holiday. So keep that in mind, everyone. Mm-hmm. Thursday and Friday, there's no lunches or breakfasts.
Mm-hmm. Our Wisconsin Rapid City Band has a great show coming up July 4th at the Centralia Center at 7. I encourage you to check that out. Not only support our local band, but take in a really good show.
Right. And when you're
Whole celebration for 4th of July.
That's right. When you're there down in the Centralia area, don't forget to come at 4 o'clock. We've got the Bratfry at the Moravia Church. Come on down, everyone. Your spot for the fireworks. And then, come and get some burgers or brats. We've got bake sale, all kinds of good stuff. So.
Yum.
I wanted to touch on a couple of world good stories. Mattel is updating Uno so people who are colorblind can play.
Oh, good.
Really?
They're adding tiny symbols to the top of each card that are associated with each color. They're doing similar things with other games, too, and say 80% will be accessible to colorblind people by the end of the year.
Very good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because I think there's more colorblindness out there than we are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
have several cousins who are colorblind.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, red-green, but colorblind. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Also, this was a Boston added googly eyes to 5 metro trains just for fun. They'd been a public campaign calling for it to happen. They say it's one of many creative ways they're trying to improve things to commuters.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Everything's better with googly eyes.
That's it really is. It also, I have to do, please, if you are looking for a palate cleanser today, Google SNL Christopher Walken googly eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
It is one of the greatest sketches I've ever seen. It's just Walken with a bunch of plants that he's afraid of, so he puts googly eyes on them to make them less scary.
That would make them more scary, in my opinion, but okay.
You would think, but my God, it is Christopher Walken at some of his best. And that is saying something. Some of the greatest comedy SNL ever had was from Christopher Walken.
Good stuff.
It's a really good one.
He's hilarious.
Do want to send a big shout out to our great friend, Tom Heiser, for joining us with our monthly Veterans Update.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
Please spread the word about the things that Tom and us talked about today. Appreciate him being with us. And Tom,
get out and play mini golf if you can.
Yeah. Get out there, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Get on out there and enjoy. And a big thank you to the community out there for supporting what we do and helping with everything that we're doing here, whether it's Tom joining us or some of our other friends that join us during the week on the morning show here.
Callers, thank you.
Yep.
They really do feel the feedback. They really do see a difference from when they join us and when they don't. Mm-hmm. And that is thanks to this powerful, wonderful audience, the best in radio. Thanks,
indeed,
everybody. Great show, you two.
You too, man.
Have a good day out there. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.